This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
10 guys on the field. Third down and 7. This one is launched from McLaurin. He's got it! Touchdown! Touchdown, Terry McLaurin!
It was a great game on Monday night, that's for sure. We know about what happened the other night. He set the rookie record for the highest completion percentage in NFL history at 91.9%, which 91.3%. We've never seen a rookie do that on 20 attempts. The QBR the other night, 93, was the highest in the organization since 2016. The PFF grade, 95.9, was the best grade of the season for any quarterback and the highest ever recorded for any Washington quarterback since they started to rank quarterbacks or to measure quarterbacks via PFF. He was number two in the league over the weekend in expected points added per play. He was seventh in the league in average air yards per attempt. And the accolades just keep coming in. And I'm going to preface what I'm going to say with, I am the biggest fan. I was last year. I was all off season. That's who I wanted. And through three games, I feel pretty good about Jaden Daniels. But three games is too early. You know, it's too early to know for sure that he's going to be great. It's too early to know for sure that he's going to be good. It's too early to know for sure that he's going to be good enough. It's too early to know for sure that they got it right. It's also too early to know for sure that Chicago got it wrong, or Denver got it wrong, or anybody else got it wrong. It's three games. Yes, Monday night was one of the best quarterbacked games by a rookie we have ever seen. And it took place in front of a national audience. And I do think if the game had been a Sunday 1 o'clock game, we wouldn't have had these huge declarations that came afterwards. I mean, former players, former coaches, you know, the so-called film experts, but, you know, the guys that at least played the game that are doing film breakdown, they've all weighed in. Jaden was the best quarterback in the draft. Caleb Williams and Bo Nix, we haven't seen McCarthy or Penix Jr. Or who am I missing? Did I just name the six? Drake May. Really haven't seen Drake May. But everybody's convinced. Massive declarations across the board. Wow. Washington is set for years to come. They finally got their guy. Nobody wants to believe it more than I do. And look, my gut tells me they got it right. My gut tells me they got it right the night they drafted him, but you don't know until you see him play actual games. And now we've seen three actual games. One of them spectacular. One of them pretty damn good. The other one, not bad. And of course, it's like you're jumping to these conclusions that if he did that in his third game, imagine what he's going to be like in his sixth game, eighth game, 12th game, his second year, third year, seventh year. And I just feel like the stories of these quarterbacks, even the best ones, with the exception of a few, a rare few. I mean, Mahomes didn't really play at all in his rookie season, but when he did play in his second year, it was pretty apparent right away. It was. He was also in his second year. He had a full year to sit behind Alex Smith. And so it wasn't exactly the same thing as playing as a rookie. Josh Allen, nobody thought was any good early on. C.J. Stroud, everybody was convinced was great pretty early on. He got absolutely walloped by Minnesota on Sunday. People gave up on Baker Mayfield, on Sam Darnold, on Geno Smith at one point. People have always shorted Andy Dalton. People have thrown in the towel on Bryce Young already. There's just so many ups and downs to these quarterback careers. And I'm wondering if any of you think you know when for sure it would be safe to say we know. Like, when is that time? Is it half of the season? Is it a full season? Is it sometime during year two? Because I'm convinced it's way too early. Three games, sorry. I've got a hunch. I do have a strong hunch, but I had that hunch going in. So I was predisposed to thinking this was going to work. But still, I've watched enough football to know that three games, one great game, isn't enough. I'll tell you when I think it will be time to at least pound the table and say they got it right. And that time can't come until he faces adversity. We need to see Jaden Daniels and how he handles adversity. You're never really measuring someone until you measure them in the face of stress, of angst, of true, you know, people are questioning you. Adversity, a bad game, a bad loss, a bad stretch. For me, I think he'll handle it well. I do. I've seen him in college when his team's trailing at Missouri and he's banged up, come back into the game and lead that team to a victory. I saw what he did in Alabama when they had no chance of stopping Bama, but he willed them to a 28-28 game early in the third quarter before he legitimately got knocked out. I think he's going to handle adversity well. But at the pro level, where you're not protected as you are in college, you're now an adult. You're on your own. You know, you're not going back to the dorms at the end of a tough loss, hanging out with friends playing PlayStation. I need to see Jaden handle that first moment, the follow-up moment to that, maybe a third time on how he handles adversity. I don't think you know until you see somebody struggle a little bit and then how they handle that. I do have a sense that all of the accolades, all of the attention, that he's not an attention whore. He doesn't strike me that way. I don't think we're going to be bombarded with hashtags and with social media. I don't. I could be wrong. You know, I don't know what his inner circle is. I don't know how the people around him, you know, handle him. There's a lot we don't know. I like everything that's been said. I like what my gut tells me from afar. But we're not going to know until he faces adversity. That's my answer to the question. The question being, when will we know? It may be I need to see half of a season. It may be I need to see him in a playoff game or a game that's a true crunch time winner go home game. For me, I need to see him face adversity and watch how he handles that. Not just on the field, but off of it. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. When will you know that they got it right? When will you know that he's going to be great? When will you know in your own mind and heart, okay, we got one. Finally, it's too early to say it after three games, in my opinion. I have a hunch. I can't declare it yet. Phone lines are open, 301-230-0980. Denton, what's your answer to this question?
So mine was going to be very similar to yours, just worded a little differently. And the answer would be the game after his first bad game. Because you asked for, like, is it 4 games, 8 games, 16 games, whatever. It's the game after his first really, really bad game to see how he responds. But I would also just kind of add to that, probably by around the 8 week mark, you'd have a pretty good idea. Because it means one of two things. It means one, he's either done what we have said, which is face some sort of adversity and then bounce back from said adversity. Or it's taken him 8 weeks to have a bad game in the NFL with an abysmal defense, which would just be kind of a stunning revelation. And by that point, I would have a pretty good idea. All right, this guy is clearly the dude, and you can continue to build a roster, and you can now focus on building a roster around him. That question at that position is then officially answered.
Yeah, I think we're giving the same answer. I mean, for me, it's how does he handle adversity when first, you know, presented with it? You know, and that is, how does he handle it on the field? How does he handle it off the field? You don't learn enough about somebody until they're in those moments where they're being doubted, where they're being criticized, where the result wasn't what it was Monday night. It was the opposite of what it was Monday night. You know, Pat Mahomes started off his career, because I really think in many ways the Mahomes start to his career is maybe Marino is the only true comp where he was great from the beginning and he never stopped being great, because that's pretty much what Mahomes was. Now, they lost the AFC Championship game in his rookie in his second year, but when he started in 2018, okay, the first five games were wins. There was only two competitive wins, and he threw, during that stretch, he threw 14 touchdown passes and no picks in the first four games. 14 touchdown passes, no picks in the first four games. They were 4-0. They actually won the fifth game he played, and he threw two picks. But even in the game that they lost that year in his first year of starting, it was a Sunday night game at New England. They lost 43-40. He threw for 352 and four touchdowns. Later that year, they played that epic Monday night game, highest scoring Monday night game of all time, ended up eclipsing the Skins-Packers game in 83, the 54-51 loss in the Coliseum against the Rams. He was 33 of 46 for 478 and six touchdowns. He threw for 50 touchdowns, 12 picks, and 5,097 yards. I mean, like, I'm trying to think, has Pat Mahomes really ever faced adversity? Like, they just have never been bad. They've never had, like, a big losing streak. He's never really played poor football that's led to a losing streak. I mean, last year was probably the worst year of his career, and they won the Super Bowl. Did they face adversity? I don't know. When you've already won two of them, can you really face adversity after that? So maybe Jaden's career will take a similar path. Let's hope. That would be awesome. But 99% of the quarterbacks, even the great ones, they face that moment where people are doubting them. And to me, he's going to have that moment at some point. And how he handles that, and if he handles that well, then I'll know for sure. 301-230-0980. When will you know for sure they got it right on Jaden Daniels? Kevin.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Vinci and Show, the Team 980, the Team980.com. We're free and live on the Odyssey app.